Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Stevie Ray joining us in the studio. Round of Trump 2, Jessica's in Mayfield. Jessica, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, doing well. We're going to play a round of Trump 2. We just asked Jen to leave the room, and we will get started.
Jen, you please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Jessica.
All right. Stevie Ray keeping track of the score. Four-pack of combos from Mr. Hero up for grabs. We begin with question number one. We begin with happy first day of spring. All we need you to do is tell us anything that you're looking forward to this spring. Anything.
Better weather.
That's got to be number one. If there was a spring family feud, wouldn't that be the number one answer?
Oh, for sure.
Ugh. Question number two. Well, we have a water main break here in downtown Cleveland. Please avoid the area of Ontario and St. Clair, as that has also now led to a massive hole in the street. Progressive Field is famously known for being on the corner of Ontario and which street?
Carnegie.
Question number three, Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Song apparently have welcomed baby number two, Carson, to the world, and it happened sometime before Christmas, which I know is vague. In the film Home Alone, what was the name of Macaulay Culkin's character? What was the first name of Macaulay Culkin's character in Home Alone?
Kevin.
Question number four. Former GMA3 co-host Amy Robach and has finalized her divorce from actor Andrew Shue. Now, you might know Andrew Shue from, well, Melrose Place, if we're throwing it back, but he also played this sport professionally for years.
Tennis.
One more time, I'm sorry.
I have no clue, so tennis.
Okay, question number five. Adam Sandler was presented with the Mark Twain Prize for Lifetime in Comedy last night. It happened at the Kennedy Center. Which movie starring Adam, you know, talking about Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, drops on Netflix at the end of the month?
Just Go With It.
All right, we're going to see how many of the five you hit. We're going to bring Jen 2 in the room that's coming up next. All right, a round of Trump 2, he continues. Jessica is in Mayfield. She is this morning's contestant. Stevie Ray keeping track of the score. How'd Jessica do?
Jessica got 3.
Oh,
well done, Jessica.
Today. All right. Remember, the loser of this game gets thrown in the sinkhole.
Oh, the loser of this game, you said?
They do not.
I hope not.
I got to stop saying sinkhole. It's not. It
looks like
broke
one.
Away. Did you see that? You didn't see it. I mean, you live downtown.
No, I didn't see it. I was reading about that in the notes, and I was like, I must have missed that, even though I live right near St. Clair.
Don't get too close. Same five questions we asked Jessica just a minute ago. Here we go. Question number one. Happy first day of spring. All we need you to do is tell us anything you're looking forward to this spring.
Beautiful flowers popping up from the ground, Tim. I was going to say swimming. I was going to say swimming, but I was like, I don't know you really swim in spring.
Yeah, it's half a point.
Kids spring anytime.
The other answer was better.
Or kids swim anytime.
What was the other answer?
Better weather.
Yeah, well, that's a better answer.
Question number two. It all works out, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Question number two. Well, we have a water main break here in downtown Cleveland. Please avoid the area of Ontario and St. Clair as it leads to a massive hole in the streets. Progressive Field is famously known for being on the corner of Ontario and which street?
Ontario and East 9th. Yeah, it is. We drive past it every day when I leave work.
Nope, you don't pay attention. It's Ontario and Carnegie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. That's where it's famously known to be. That's the other like one. That's the other one right here.
Not that it's not on East 9th, but
I drive right past it when I come down East 9th, but then Carnegie cuts across. Yeah. My bad. Wow.
You. No, it isn't.
My bad.
Question number three, Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Song. Apparently, welcome baby number two, Carson, to the world sometime before Christmas. In the film Home Alone, what is the first name of Macaulay Culkin's character?
Kevin.
It is. Macaulay Culkin's character, not easy to say. That's the last time I write a question.
Oh, yeah.
Not easy. Question number four, former GMA3 co-host Amy Robach has finalized her divorce from Andrew Shue. You might know Andrew Shue from Melrose Place, right? But he also played this sport professionally for years.
Soccer.
It was soccer. Question number five, Adam Sandler was presented with the Mark Twain Prize for Lifetime in Comedy last night. By the way, it happened at the Kennedy Center. Which movie starring Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston drops on Netflix at the end of the month?
Murder Mystery 2.
Boom. Nice job. Final totals there, Stevie Ray.
Jessica 3, Jen 4.
Oh man. Jessica.
Sorry, Jessica. I'm embarrassed about question two.
You still won.
It's fine.
There's a lot of intersections there.
No, that
it
was
is
bad.
East 9th. It is.
It's early. We're playing earlier. I'm thrown. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe that'll work in your favor.
I know. How about that?
Jessica, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you playing. You know what you need to say?
I did not tell you.
All right, we have Lori in Elyria. She's today's contestant. But Lori, you haven't played before?
No, I've only wanted to. I've never had heard of.
First timer. But you usually are playing along in the car, right? Or whatever you might be doing.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm Jen's best BFF from going to the movies. To see Maverick.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I saw you in the lobby going to see Maverick at Crocker Park.
You did.
Ooh.
You did.
Oh, so you're a matinee person, too?
Is yeah. Okay. Love a nice matinee.
Well, that day I was.
That's
that
right.
Day I was.
So yes. Usually, I'm kidding. I'm not going to.
It is nice to see a matinee.
Hey, I'm
still
not pushing
have
back.
Whole evening ahead of you.
I'm not pushing back on Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep,
I don't care.
Right?
She's on to something.
Yep.
All right, Lori, first timer. So ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and play the game.
All right. Hey, Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Lori.
All right, Lori. Jen's leaving the room. Stevie Ray's with me in studio. She's keeping track of the score. Mr. Hero up for grabs. And we begin with question number one. And we begin with Taylor Swift because it's a big deal. She kicked off her Eras Tour in Glendale, Arizona on Friday, broke the record for most attended female concert in U.S. history. All we need you to do is name any Taylor Swift album title.
Taylor Swift?
Question number two. Tyra Banks has announced she is leaving Dancing with the Stars after hosting for 3 seasons to focus on her business. Who was the longtime host of Dancing with the Stars from 2005 to 2019?
Oh. Gosh. There's a guy. I don't know. I'll just say... Brad Peterson.
Ooh, Brad Peterson. Good job hosting the show for 15 years. Question number three. Shazam! Fury of the Gods debuted with a little over $30 million at the box office this weekend, followed by Scream 6 in seconds. So is Shazam, Fury of the Gods, a DC or a Marvel movie? Which is it, DC or a Marvel movie?
DC.
Question number four, John Wick and The Wire star Lance Reddick passed away at the age of 60 years old. So, speaking of John Wick, which version of John Wick is going to be released this year? Is it Chapter 4, Chapter 5, or Chapter 6?
Let's go Chapter 5.
Question number five, speaking of five, 25 years after the first film, Paramount Plus has given the go-ahead to Good Burger 2. What are the names of the two main characters in Good Burger?
Oh, God, I know the guy's name who plays it, but I'm not sure I know the character's name. I'll say Tommy and Phoebe.
There we go, Tommy and Phoebe. Very nice. All right, 3 minutes away, we're going to bring Jen Tui back in the room and continue a round of Trump Tui and see if Lori can pull it out next. All right, Jen Tui's back into the room. Lori of Elyria, this is her first time playing the game. She is today's contestant, trying to win that four-pack of meals to Mr. Hero, Stevie Ray. Keeping track of the score, how'd she do?
Lori got two.
Two hey. Correct today.
Nicely done, my Top Gun nice, Maverick Jen. Buddy.
Come on, Jen.
All right, we'll see.
Throw the game. Okay, no.
That's right.
All right, same five questions we asked Lori when you were out of the studio. We begin with question number one, Taylor Swift. I don't know if you know this, but she kicked off her Eras
Tour. No way! Did she really? Do you want to listen to my playlist?
How many TikTok videos did you wake up to Saturday? Like,
there's like a couple. Instagram as well.
Oh, it's okay.
Like, yeah. It was a variety of
four or five.
Was it?
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted her to see it.
Of course, yeah. Like,
specifically those ones.
So that happened in Glendale, Arizona on Friday, broke the record for the most attended female concert in U.S. history. All we need you to do is name any Taylor Swift album title.
Midnights.
Question number two, Tyra Banks has announced that she's leaving Dancing with the Stars after hosting for 3 seasons to focus on her business. Did somebody just tickle you, Lori?
No, I'm just relishing in my answer.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, it's okay. We're all friends here. Who was the longtime host of Dancing with the Stars from 2005 to 2019?
Tom Bergeron.
Yeah. Lori's answer better. Inaccurate, but better. It wasn't Brad Peterson.
No. Oh, he would have done a great job.
Fantastic. Good job, Brad. Question number three. Shazam! Fury of the Gods debuted with a little over $30 million at the box office this weekend, followed by Scream 6. I was in second place. Is Shazam, Fury of the Gods, a DC or Marvel movie?
It's a Marvel movie. It's a DC movie.
It is.
How about that?
Question number five, John Wick and The Wire star Lance Reddick passed away at the age of 60 years old. Which version of John Wick is going to be released this year? Is it Chapter 4, Chapter 5, or Chapter 6?
Chapter 4.
Nice, Chapter 4.
I go way up by one.
Is John Wick a DC or a Marvel movie? I'm kidding.
Yes.
Question number five, 25 years after the first film, Paramount Plus has given the go-ahead to Good Burger 2. What are the names of the two main characters in Good Burger?
It's Bob and Brad.
A little B&B.
A little
B&B of the stars. Mm-hmm. Keaton and Kel.
Oh, that was it. That was my second guess.
You're right there.
Five, two.
Final total is there. Stevie Ray.
Lori, two. Jen, three.
Okay.
Oh, good right. battle, Lori.
Good try.
Nice job, which means we will have the toss-up coming up at 9:30. In the meantime, Lori, first-timer, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you playing, but you know what you need to say.
This is Lori from Elyria. Unfortunately, I did not trump Tui, but I darn well tried.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.